Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that we speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we're going to start with this episode and start a new series, which will be up to 5 episodes. It's called A Visit to the Cane Ridge Meeting House. This is part 1, and we want to talk about what happened at the beginning of the Second Great Awakening. Before we do that, I want to share a scripture, Joshua 1:6, which talks about, in verse 1, Joshua 1:1, it says, "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua." And one of the things he spoke unto Joshua was this, "Be strong and of good courage," this is verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them." Now, we know that we can honor those of the past and what God has spoken to them, and we can move forward with our assignment, just like Joshua had his assignment. Basically, we're honoring those of the past, of the Word, who stood on the Word of God and walked forward. And so we can basically be a fulfillment of what God has spoken to generations before us. And these scriptures are applicable to us and to our future. Basically, we're building on what previous generations have done for Christ. And that's what we're going to talk about in this Second Great Awakening that occurred around the turn of the century. So Joanne's going to come now, and she's going to share about why we went to Cane Ridge Meeting House and a little bit about that experience there.
Well, in early October of this year, Bert and I went on a trip to Paris, Kentucky, and we went to visit the Cane Ridge Meeting House. And the reason we went there was to pray for spiritual awakening in America. Now, this was in obedience to God's leading. We didn't just go on a whim. We really both got that we were supposed to be there at this specific time. So it was a follow-up to our visit when we went back in July to the Red River Meeting House. So both of these journeys began back in February of this year, 2021, as we were listening to Dutch Sheets and the Give Him 15 broadcast. Now, those of you who aren't familiar with that, you can access these episodes on his website, which is givehim15.com. Givehim15.com, and you can read all the transcripts. Or you can also access the videos on YouTube, Rumble, or the Givehim 15 app on your smartphone. So, back in February 9th and 10th of this year, those episodes were where Dutch Sheet shared dreams by a woman named Gina Golston, who has prophetic dreams quite often, has written several books about the dreams she's had. Well, in these particular dreams, they were about the Red River and Cane Ridge Meeting Houses and those famous revivals from 1800 and 1801. But in August 11th, 12th, 13th, and 16th episodes of Give Him 15, Dutch shares a dream by Greg Hood, who also has prophetic dreams, and his dreams were about uncapping the wells of revival from the 1800s and early 1900s. So in the Greg Hood dream about the uncapping of these old wells of revival, he had an encounter with the archangel Gabriel, which was cool, and Dutch Sheets, who was also in the well, and they were helping him uncap the wells. We were especially moved by the Cane Ridge well. It just kind of stood out in this dream. And in this particular well dream, it was uncapped and it spewed water into the air, and it merged with the water from another well, which is one you might want to research. It's called the Fulton Street, New York, Prayer Well. Once in the air, those two wells shot into the clouds, and then it began to rain fire all over America. So in the dream, Dutch Sheets made a declaration out loud, and it was, "America, awaken from your sleep, for now your salvation is here." That's exciting. I'm going to say that again. America, awaken from your sleep, for now your salvation is here. So, in recap, our purpose in visiting the Cane Ridge Meeting House was to do our part in joining our faith with Dutch Sheets and his listeners for revival to spread across the whole country. So we packed up and went to Kentucky in obedience to the Holy Spirit.
All right, let's talk about the revival and Barton Stone, the man whom God used in this particular revival. This was in 1796. Barton Stone became pastor of the Concord Church or Meeting House and the Cane Ridge Meeting House. In other words, the congregations met in meeting houses. And in 1800, he attended the Red River Communion Service, which turned into a revival. And if you want to hear more about that, you can listen to our episodes 238 through 241, and it's entitled A Visit to the Red River Meeting House. So he came back. He met at the Concord Church first in June of 1801. He started a communion service there, and about 5,000 to 6,000 people attended. And then in August 6th through 13th in 1801, he had a communion service at Cane Ridge. Now, they were expecting just a few thousand people like over at Concord, but estimates are anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000 people showed up. And you have to think about this in Kentucky. I mean, there were no towns really nearby. Paris was pretty close, but that was about it. And these people camped. You think about 20,000 people camping around a mile and a half circumference of the meeting house in every direction. They brought horses for travel, of course, and wagons and such. And they set up tents and such. And they had brought cows for milk and chickens for the eggs. It was turned into quite an event, obviously. So Barton Stone had invited Baptist, Methodist, and Presbyterian ministers to come because there were so many people. Now, you think about it, back in 1801, they didn't have sound systems like we do, so they would have six or seven preachers, even up to 10, some accounts say, at the same time preaching on stumps, on logs and on the back of wagons. And in this revival, this communion service that began, there were at least 5,000 to 6,000 people saved. But there are other things that happened. And I remembered studying this in Bible school, but really didn't get into the detail, nor did I remember it until we listened to this Dutch Sheets devotional called Give Him 15. Now, there were some interesting things that happened, occurrences or responses to Holy Spirit and the presence of God. The Holy Spirit moved among these people, and at that point in time, they called them exercises. Now, you kind of have to open your mind here, but think back here. God is moving in the lives of these people, and most of the ministers there agreed that these exercises were of the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, I'm going to just list some of them, and don't judge by what you know today. Just listen and let the Holy Spirit minister to you, because people respond different ways to the presence of God. Some people were on the ground rolling. Some people, maybe we got the term holy rollers from there. I don't know. Some people were rocking. Some people were they had the jerks, they said. There was holy laughter. There was singing, of course. And they estimated that 3,000 people fell under the power of God. Now, that was what I remembered from my reading about these. And I want to read to you from a book called 2,000 Years of Charismatic Ministry by Eddie L. Hyatt. And I want to read to you an account of an unbeliever who attended these meetings. This is an account that James Finley shared. The people had generally accepted these manifestations as works of God. And they attracted the curious as well as unbelievers who often went away convinced of their divine origin. So James Finley, who is not a professing Christian, attended the Cane Ridge camp meeting and reported the following. The noise was like the roar of Niagara. Now, Joanne and Brax and I have been to Niagara recently, or last year or so, a couple of years, and boy, it's loud. So the noise was like the roar of Niagara. The vast sea of human beings seemed to be agitated as if by a storm. Some of the people were singing, others praying, some crying for mercy in the most piteous accents, while others shouted vociferously. A strange supernatural power seemed to pervade the entire mass of mind there collected. At one time, I saw at least 500 swept down in a moment as if a battery of 1,000 guns had been opened upon them, and then immediately followed shrieks and shouts that rent the very heavens. I fled for the woods and wished I had stayed at home. I guess for an unbeliever that, you know, he saw something there. So this is even from an unbeliever standpoint. So again, people respond to the Holy Spirit's presence in different ways. But my question is, what's the fruit? What's the fruit? And we see the fruit for decades afterwards, even all the way leading up to 1900 and the early 1900s with Azusa Street, which we'll talk about more in the future. But we see the presence of God, and we see how the church grew and how the body of Christ grew, and that the salvation and Jesus came to the whole country based on what happened at Red River, Concord Church, Cane Ridge, and these other churches. And the basis of all this was prayer. Now, the revival ended when the people ran out of food for themselves and the animals. In the next episodes, you're going to experience interviews with folks we met at Cane Ridge who came there to pray. They also worshiped, and Joan and I are going to be sharing some thoughts inside the meeting house and outside in the cemetery. So praise God.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.